Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, and now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a getaway Friday night, Friday, December the 10th, 2021. 19 coming up on 20 minutes past the hour. This is the station of the fruitcake toss coming up this Tuesday. You will not want to miss that for love nor money. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, Scott, would you be surprised if you went through McDonald's if they would give you some coupons to Burger King or Wendy's, or a gift card to Burger King or Wendy's?
Well, that would be shot. Yeah, if McDonald's gave me a gift card to Burger King, sure. Did this happen with you?
No, but, you know, they might do that sometime, just try to give you a little hint.
Are you saying I should get out of the McDonald's line?
Well, they might not.
Listen, those people are lucky that I stop there every morning and visit with them.
And give them some free advertisement.
That's right. I'm telling you what, the people at McDonald's and the Civitan Club with these fruitcakes should be getting me plaques for all the work I've done for them.
Yeah, all that free advertisement.
All that free advertisement, absolutely. You got it. And gravy. Nasty old gravy.
Okay, well, Ted called yet?
Well, hopefully. You know, it's hit and miss. He calls right before the top of the hour.
Yeah, I heard that. I'm waiting here.
We'll see what he gets done. I mean, you're in this. You said he's only going to do 10 songs. We'll see.
Yeah, I think he can at least do 10.
Let's see what comes up.
Okay.
Well, we're waiting to hear from Golden Voice, man with the Golden Voice, Ted Williams. We're going to do a little match game here with him when he calls back, and also going to get these three questions answered. And we've still got these Debbie Boone tickets coming up Sunday. Now, Judy Cressup has expressed some interest in these tickets. Is anybody else having interest in the Debbie Boone tickets? She's going to be at the Palace at 3 o'clock on Sunday with the big Christmas show. You're not going to want to miss that for love nor money. Now, we'll give you two free tickets, a free CD, and a chance to meet Debbie Boone and get an autograph. Now, why wouldn't that be Christmas for somebody? If you're interested in this, give us a call, 740-383-9944. We got to give them away tonight. Yes?
Yes, they need to be given away tonight. And, you know, if I was my dad, well, I am like my dad because I would just give them to somebody. Like, my dad used to give, somebody would call and be like, do you still have those tickets? Why, yes. Would you like them?
See, but you didn't see what happened, because then he would go to break and I would come in the room and I would say, Charlie, why are you giving away tickets without asking a trivia question? And I think he did that because he would already give the trivia question and the answer in one breath. So
yes.
Why have anybody answer a trivia question?
Oh, what I was going to tell you earlier, which I thought this was pretty funny. It was on my way to work this morning. I was listening to Dad. I'm pretty sure it was this morning. I listen to him every morning, so I get my mornings all messed up. But I want to say this morning, he was talking, and you know how you do that one little skit about the socialist, about the
ice cream socialist.
Who are you talking about?
Norman Thomas.
Yes. Okay, so my dad was like, I don't know what this means. He's like, I'm going to have to ask Scott what this means. I just don't know what this means. Socialist, ice cream socialist.
Well, he just came in and read those. You know, I wrote those
Right, and that's what he said. He said that you wrote them, and you just, but you, he didn't know what that meant.
Oh,
he had him stumped on that one.
Now, see, I don't think that's true.
Yeah, he might have said that.
Well, he might have said that, but I don't know if... The joke, it's not playing right now because we're playing the Christmas ones, but the joke is, they're all punchlines. That's all they are. It's me doing the setup and Charlie or Ted Williams giving the punchline. That's all those things are. And that one, I don't have it word for word, but basically it's, hey Charlie, did you know that... There's a lot of talk about Bernie Sanders being a socialist, but Marion actually had one of the first socialists, Norman Thomas. And your dad says something, yes, but did you know Norman Thomas also sold ice cream? And I said, no, I didn't. And he goes, yes, he was the first ice cream socialist. That's pretty funny now that I think about it. I should really go to Hollywood and write the jokes.
Well,
you get it, don't you?
Well, yes, but you stumped my dad on that
one. No, your dad knew what an ice cream social was.
He said he was going to ask you. He just didn't know what that meant. He had no idea. Go back and listen to his program this morning. You can see what played.
He probably just ran out of things to talk about that day.
No. My dad wouldn't run out of things to talk about. He could talk all day long.
No, but you said, interestingly enough, that during the holidays, he didn't talk.
Well, no, I mean, he talked. I mean, you know, he couldn't hear us talking.
He heard everything here at the station. He obviously heard that little ice cream socialist bit.
That's because it was in his ear.
Oh, I loved it when somebody would call in. I'd be sitting in the other room listening to the radio, and he would say, oh, yeah, you're a winner. What's your name so I can write it down? Well, my name is Ruth. And he'd say, Cheryl? And they'd go, no, it's Ruth. And he'd go, let me put the earphone in my good ear. Now, why would you have the earphone in your bad ear?
I don't know.
He said he hadn't heard out of that ear in like 47 years.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
I don't know.
Woke up one morning, couldn't hear out of that ear.
I don't know. Maybe he wore headphones. You're going to be deaf eventually. I think you already are half deaf.
Which half?
I don't know.
What happened to our friend Ted? Oh, my. It is the holidays.
Maybe he is getting short-term memory.
Oh, maybe Ted's got headphone problems.
Maybe.
We'll see if we can get him here. Oh, I had a lot of holiday memories with your dad that were very, very good.
Oh, yeah.
We had a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite holiday memory?
Like, in general?
Well, yeah. Favorite Christmas memory. We're at that time of the season.
Oh. You know, I don't have the best memory. I'm sure I've had lots of good memories, but, I mean, nothing stands out.
Well, I have a lot of memories over the years.
You have a good memory, though. You have a good mind.
Well, I don't know about that. I just have a lot of stark memories. One day I'm going to do WWGH Christmas trivia, because this will be our 8th Christmas together. And we've had some whoppers, I'll tell you.
Well, I've only been around for one.
Well, this will be your second.
Yes.
I've been here for all 8. From Mr. Jingling to Spiked Eggnog to Christmas parties where people were making fun of Santa Claus to sing-alongs to... can't pronounce the name Leszewski to save our life. Oh, there have been many, many wonderful moments. The night Santa Claus got up and walked off, threw his gloves down on the desk, and walked out the back door. I've had enough of that Christmas party.
Was that at a Christmas party?
That was at a Christmas party. Oh, yes, it was. Absolutely. There have been a lot of those moments around here.
Well.
Christmas. Wow.
And it'll be here and gone in a blink of an eye.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, one day I'm going to retire, and then I'll just take all these tapes home, and I'll sit there and I'll listen, and I'll remember what was.
Right. And I will, I don't know what I'll do.
Maybe at that point I'll be in senility.
Nah.
Does anybody else want to enter the fruitcake toss? We've got 21 people. We'd love to add a few more. What do people make of the food idea? Dessert. We want to do dessert, not any main course ideas. Any idea? 740-383-9944. Does anybody else want to go to Debbie Boone? We got to know. We got to give these away here in the next 20, 25 minutes or so. 740-383-9944.
Yeah, well, those will be nice tickets for somebody.
Well, they will, because not only do you get to go see the Debbie Boone Christmas show, but then you get to get the Debbie Boone, I think, Christmas CD, and then you get to get it autographed, and then you get to meet Debbie Boone.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Neat. I mean, I don't know who she is, but...
Well, it's one of them things, but I'm sure it'll be a wonderful, wonderful show.
I mean, I'm sure it would be a great show, a Christmas show. Any Christmas show at the palace is fun.
Well, next year I think I might take a Christmas show on the road.
And, like, where?
Well, I don't know, around the area. You know, like last night, two specials aired here on the station. We had the George Kasotis, Ted Williams, myself Christmas special. And then after that, it was Christmas in Caledonia here last night. I thought they both were very fun.
Oh, I didn't get to hear the Christmas in Caledonia. I mean, I was there, but I didn't get to...
Well, you were here for George and Ted, too, weren't you?
Yeah.
What happened to those pictures? I don't know...
They're probably on my phone somewhere.
I don't think I ever got those. Well, that'd be a good Christmas card, wouldn't it? How many people would like a Christmas card with George and Ted with Christmas hats on?
Oh, you don't have any of those pictures?
Not George and Ted, I don't think. We did that on kind of an off day.
You know, my phone has almost 5,000 pictures on it, and my phone doesn't work very well because I have too many pictures on my phone. So it's very slow. It doesn't hardly work.
You know, Ruth Lyons played there in the break. Did anybody like... Can anybody sing a little bit of the Ruth Lyons Christmas song? It played there during the break. Did anybody listen? Ruth Lyons, legendary Ohio singer?
Yes, I heard it only because you told me it was Ruth Lyons.
Well,
I would not have known.
I've got the record. The actual record.
Do you listen to it?
Well, I haven't yet, but it's a very, very good record. Well, maybe this is it. Let's see if this is the Ruth Lyons record. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, you ready for that storm coming in?
What storm's that?
A storm coming tonight.
There's a storm coming tonight? What storm's coming tonight?
You didn't see on the... What rock are you living under, Scott?
Listen, it's 54 degrees outside. What storm are you talking about?
You didn't hear about the storm that's going to be in here in a little bit? That's going to be rain, hail, and...
I ain't got time for that.
Strong winds and thunderstorms tonight.
Oh, thunderstorms, thunderstorms.
When it knocks out the power, it, you know... And then tomorrow it's supposed to, be like gusting to 55 mile an hour.
It's supposed to gust to 55 miles an hour tomorrow.
Yeah. And it ain't supposed to stop till about noon.
So when is this all supposed to kick up?
About an hour and a half, about midnight.
So we're having a wind storm, is what you're saying.
It's supposed to rain real bad.
Oh, okay. Well, I imagine we'll get through it.
You didn't watch the news?
Well, I don't remember seeing that on the news, no, but it could happen, sure.
It was today. I mean, this ain't next year or whatever.
Well, I didn't hear Adam say anything about that on the weather.
He probably
the weatherman on Channel 10 and Channel 4 and Channel 6.
Oh, they just like to scare people.
Oh.
I don't have time for that sort of... Where? I don't see this on the news.
Oh, no.
Look it up.
What's the weather report say, Angie? Do you got the weather report over there?
No, I was seeing what Jim Gnoll says. Because he usually says when things are coming in.
Yeah, Jim Gnoll didn't say anything about that to me.
Okay. So this says, one day ago, he says, We've had snow this week, and since we live in Ohio, it won't surprise you that thunderstorms are next for Saturday. We go from highs in the 30s to highs in the 60s.
Well, that doesn't sound dire.
No, but that's what Jim Gannon says.
Well, there you go. I trust Jim.
Yeah, see?
But it does say, oh, he posted 12 hours ago. It says severe threat outlook, Friday and Friday night.
Yeah, see, I was just asking, what are you ready for it?
Well, what, thunderstorms?
Yeah, it's supposed to kick up here in just a little bit, Scott.
Well, yeah, I've lived through some thunderstorms. I don't know what what do you do with a thunderstorm? How do you get ready for one?
I don't know.
Well, you're asking me. What are you going to do?
I'll set my house in water. I'll be asleep when it's starting to rumble outside.
What do you expect me to do? Go outside and dance around with a coat hanger or something?
Yeah, do a little rain dance.
Jeez, Louise. I think we'll all live through it.
Hey, you ready for Christmas?
Yeah, I'm getting there.
Hey, how was that turkey pizza deal? How was that?
Wasn't bad. Wasn't bad, the tur pizza.
Was it good, or?
Yeah, I thought it was good. Glenn loved it. Glenn ate it right up.
So how'd they do it, though? I mean, did they stuff it with the pizza sauce? And?
I believe so. It was more of a stuffing type of a thing, yeah.
Oh, I would have loved to try that if you said it was pretty good.
Well, I probably can fish a piece out of the garbage can for you if you want one.
Oh, God.
No, I don't want that.
Okay, well, I hope
I saw that concoction you told me to do.
Oh, what concoction was that? The cottage cheese stuff?
Cool whip and,
Yeah.
Cottage cheese and then that, pudding thing that's the...
Not pudding, jello.
Yeah, the jello thing.
Yeah.
And that was pretty good.
Oh, see, there you go. On a scale of 1 to 10, where was it?
Oh, I'd give that about an 8.
There you are. Told you.
Where'd you come up with that anyway? Was that like a mother's thing that did or around holidays or?
No, I studied at the French cooking school.
Oh, okay. That was pretty good, Scott. I got to give you an 8+.
Well, I'm glad to hear you're enjoying the recipes. That's why I'm here.
All right.
Stay well.
Hey, and before I go, that was good luck for my blue that won, too, so.
Who are you picking to win the fruitcake toss?
Who's all in it?
There are 21 people in it.
Is Mayor Schertzer in it?
No. We didn't get him. We got the...
How about Ted?
Yeah, Ted Williams is in it.
Well, I'll take Ted, then.
Okay, we'll see what happens. Thanks all for right. calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All of a sudden, he's a weatherman. I don't know. I mean, wind, right? Well, I mean, hey, if it blows the antenna over, it blows the antenna over. What can you do?
Right. What do you do?
You can't do anything.
I guess you would just have to get somebody to climb back up there and put it back up.
Well, I'm not going up there and getting blown off the roof. Telephone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Who wants to go to Debbie Boone? I think this is wearing a little thin. I hope that show does well. I'm getting a little worried.
Oh, I'm sure it will.
I hope so. Ted's back off the... Maybe he blew away.
Well, he probably could blow away pretty easy.
I should have kept him on the line. We wouldn't have had an issue. 37 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time.
I thought that exact thing when you told him to call back.
What's that?
When you told him to call back, you probably weren't going to get him back.
Well, you know, he gets recognized at places, and I think he gets, busy doing other things.
Distracted?
Yeah, that could happen. Hey, Ted! How you doing?
Yeah. Hey, Scotty. Yes. I apologize for being a little tardy on my call.
No problem at all. Let me do a little introduction here. We got you on the air, but we're going to play the match game here on WWGH Radio, a little Christmas edition of the match game. Let's hear that match game theme song. Are we going to hear the Match Game theme song? Oh, there it is. Oh, you hear the Match Game. Here we are, the Christmas edition of the Match Game here on WWGH Radio. And our first contestant is a gentleman like no other. He's a king in the world of broadcasting. One of my favorite people, the legendary man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, welcome to the Match Game.
Match Game, I love game shows. I used to love them all. And those guys, man, Al Rudden and the guy you're talking about now, and they even had, the show, talk show host. Well, he did the first Family Feud. What was his name?
Oh, Richard Dawson.
Richard Dawson, I love him.
He'd never make it in the pandemic era. He loved to kiss people.
Okay.
Here we go. Now, Ted will. Now, the object of the Match Game is I will make a sentence and Ted will fill in the blank. He can. There are no wrong answers here. Here we go. Get ready. This is the Christmas edition of the Match Game. Instead of having Christmas goose for dinner, we will have Christmas blank. Ted, what will we have? Christmas blank.
Christmas eggnog.
Eggnog. There you go. Christmas eggnog. All right, question number two. We ran out of fruitcake at the office party because someone blank.
Someone ate it all.
Ate it all. Perfect.
Yeah.
The carolers forgot the words to the Christmas song, so they sang blank.
Silent Night.
Silent Night. Santa Claus' reindeer got sick, so he had to deliver his gifts with a blank.
They delivered his Christmas gifts with only all of the reindeers were sick. He had to deliver it with the elves.
With the elves, hey, that's pretty good. I like that one. I forgot to send Margot a Christmas card, so I sent her a blank.
A vibrator. No, I just.
That's not. Well, you think you're on Match Game 76 or something?
Yeah, no. I was thinking I was Paul Wayne.
That's a Charles Nelson Reilly answer.
Yeah, no. But he said, let's see. He say it again. Give me the question.
Oh boy. I forgot to send Marco a Christmas card, so I sent her a blank.
Okay. I sent her a mistletoe.
Mistletoe. Okay. Here we go. Betty didn't decorate her house with lights. She used blank.
Lots of, what do they call it? Lots of angel hair.
Angel hair, okay. Garland.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, Garland?
Garland, there All you right. go. With lots of, the icicle thing that you throw in a tree.
Beautiful. Now, here's the final three questions, Ted. Now, earlier, we polled our audience on these questions. So, now, I'm going to tell you what some of the answers were before you give us the... Well, I'm going to have you give the correct answer, then I'll tell you what some of the guesses were. Ted Williams' favorite Christmas food.
Famous Christmas food?
Your favorite Christmas food.
Oh, my God. I'm trying to not recall what I said, or just try to recall what I've been asked that before, and I said, but I love stuffing.
Stuffing, you know, nobody guessed stuffing. We had ham, cookies, pie, mac and cheese.
I started to say a banana cream pie, but what do they call banana pudding? I like that, and you know, of course, my favorite sweet treat of all is German chocolate cake.
German chocolate cake, absolutely. But the correct answer we all learned a second ago was stuffing. What kind of stuffing do you like, Ted?
Cornbread stuff.
Me too. I like the cornbread myself. Okay, Ted Williams' favorite Christmas movie?
Miracle on 34th Street.
You know what? People did guess that. Scott got that right. Judy C. got that right. Judy
All
S.
Right,
got
Judy.
That right.
Yeah.
Both the Judy. But we also had Christmas Vacation guest. We had It's a Wonderful Life, Home Alone, The Grinch. They were all guests.
Home Alone's number two now, yeah.
Home Alone. Oh, now here's the big one, Ted. Now get ready, because your ears as a DJ are about to pay off here. Because the final question in this whole thing, and we took a poll on this earlier, now I'm going to give the answers first. How many Christmas songs can Ted Williams name in 2 minutes? Now, we're going to do this. None of us know the answer here. Ted was not prepped on this.
Now, do I say a number?
Well, no. We're going to see how many you can name in 2 minutes here.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, now hold on. Now, I want to let people know. Here's the guesses so far. Scott said 5. Ryan said 9. Judy Cressup said 4. Sarah said 25. Judy Summers said 15. Lee said 10. Jeff said 6. And Peggy said 7. So we're actually okay. Going to get the answer. Are you ready, Ted? Now let me know when you're ready.
Yeah. Okay. Give me 1 second.
All right. 2 minutes here. We're going to name, see how many songs the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, can name. Now, Christmas, it has to be a Christmas song in
okay,
2 minutes. You ready, Ted?
Okay. Hear me? Ted Williams is ready.
Where okay. On your mark, get set, go.
I'm on the ear, darling.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 1, 2.
Yeah, okay, on your, hold on, we're going to go, start 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
White Christmas, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Christmas song, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, Jingle Bells, I already said Silent Night, Hark the Angels Sing, whatever that's one, it's a wonderful, wonderful time of the year. Okay, and what's the one, All I Want from Christmas is You, Mother Mary by Clay Aiken, let's see. Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? Yeah, and let it snow, Frosty the Snowman. Somebody said 25. God, I'm running thin now. Let's see. The little drummer boy. Let me see. Santa Claus is Coming to Town by the Jacksons. Santa Claus, I Saw Mommy Kissing Santa Claus, bells will be ringing, let's see, it's a wonderful, I'm running short, Scotty, I'm burning my brain out.
You got 50 seconds, you haven't named your favorite yet by the Drifters.
Oh, my favorite would be, I already did that one, that's called The Weather Outside, let it snow, let the weather outside is frightful, but the fire's inside delightful. And with us no place to go, let it snow.
You got any Ruth Lyons?
Ruth Lyons, she's at the top of my list. However, I lost track of my playlist to get that in a guaranteed airplay. Ruth Lyons is going to be number one before too long.
Hey, 99.
Listen. I have a friend of mine who also joins me today on this holiday, during this holiday, and he has a board game that he's featuring on his website. He'd be more than glad to give it to you guys. It's an educational board game of all games, you know, Milton Bradley and all, Operation and everything. Doesn't have nothing on this game. It's educational and all, and it teaches black history. And it's called, Dylan is his name. Dylan, welcome to the WWGH Christmas holiday interviews. Having fun on WWGH. Dylan is in Indiana, by the way.
Oh, beautiful. How do we get a copy of this game for the holidays?
Well, you go to my website, www.freedom-walk.com, and you can buy it. You can read my bio and everything like that. Then
tell them about the game, Dylan, and what it's called and everything, the name of the game. No.
Yeah, it's Freedom Walk. You know, Freedom-Walk is my website. And, you know, it's about, you know, Underground Railroad and the safe houses. And
Harriet Tubman?
Yeah, Harriet Tubman is one of my, you know, I feel like I know her, you know. Check my website out, and it'll tell you everything you need to know.
Now, is Ted in this game? Is he an answer to a question?
No. Everything historically involved with the Underground Railroad and how Harriet Tubman led the crusade to get black slaves free, and she led them to freedom, and that's why it's called Freedom Walk. And it's a great game, you guys. And for all of our African-American Negroes that's listening to this show, don't listen to no Amos and Andy on the other station. You get this game and have fun with your children this holiday season with a very educational, black historical history. And please, check out the website. Give us the website, Dylan.
www.freedom-walk.com.
Now, Ted, do you have a copy of this game?
I'm getting ready to get one. I'm getting ready to acquire one because I do have, of course, grandchildren. And I don't think the curriculum's here in Columbus. And you can find that, of course, by way of the Internet. But this is an interactive game. You can have fun with it and learn about some of the struggles and getting to freedom.
Beautiful.
I couldn't imagine myself in that predicament, man, to where I had to endure some of the things that under the Underground Railroad and how that was a God-led crusade for them people. They weren't no Nat Turners. These were just regular black folks that wanted to make a better way for their life, and they was led by Miss Harriet Tubman and company, of course. Then he had Nat Turner, who was going around killing white people.
Mark, thank you.
Well, what an interest! Well, it sounds like a great game and a great educational tool that a lot of people should check out. It's good to talk. Ted, I'll see you Tuesday at the Fruitcake Toss.
I will, I will. And please give everybody my love and to all of our WWGH 107.1 FM in Caledonia, Marion County, and surrounding areas, Merry Christmas. That's, of course, if I don't talk to you before the Fruitcake. See you later there, Scotty. I love you.
See you, Ted. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
The one and only Golden Voice. Well, we got it done. Angie, it was stuffing, Miracle on 34th Street, and he got 16, which was much better than most people thought he would do.
Yeah, he did pretty good.
16. So the closest would be Judy Summers. She gets 15. See, I knew people would. See, the difference between the president thing and the Christmas song thing is that Ted was a DJ.
Well,
that was a real educational piece, wasn't it?
I think everybody remembered the president game.
Well, maybe. I thought that was a match game. Holy mackerel. What? We really sunk it through there, didn't we? All right. Does anybody want to see Debbie Boone?
I think you have one caller. That,
one person. Judy Cressup wants to see Debbie Boone. Apparently that's the only Debbie Boone taker in this city right now. Does anybody have any holiday wishes at this point? All right. Let's see what we've got going on here. Go ahead, caller.
I'll take the Debbie Boone tickets if you still have them.
Okay. What's your name?
Brenda Tackett.
All right. Well, Brenda, hold on. Stay with us through the next 10 minutes here, and we're going to give these away.
Oh, okay.
Okay, thank you.
You have
bye-bye.
To do something?
No, you don't have to do anything. Just keep listening for 10 minutes.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Now we've got two people, and we're going to do a drawing here. Nobody has to do anything but tell me that they want the tickets. And then we're going to put those people in a drawing and give away the tickets.
Yeah. Maybe more people will call in and want the tickets.
Let me know. We've got 9 minutes left here before we do the drawing. If you want the tickets, let me know, because I'm just going to draw a name out. It's not going to be any type of trivia question, nothing of that nature. Just call in 740-383-9944, and I'll put you in the drawing. That's how it'll work. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, if Brenda Tackett wants those tickets, I'll be more than glad to bow out.
Well, we don't want anybody to bow out, because we want to do a drawing here.
No, just, I don't want to be in it. I changed my mind.
Okay.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks.
You know, I don't think anybody's going to end up going, because we only have one person, but we can't do that. I'm going to have to track down Ryan is what's going to happen. just some things, I don't know. You could give them away as a gift.
Well, I mean, I think if somebody wants them.
Yeah, but we don't want somebody to. You just don't want one name in there.
Well, yeah, but.
Like, if we had one person tossing a fruitcake, that really wouldn't be much of an event.
No, but, I mean, I guess you want the tickets to go to somebody that would enjoy it. And that would use it.
Well, but I think there are more people who would use it. Because earlier on, we had, six people in? 1, 2, 3, 4. 7.
Right, but, I mean, if nobody's listening, you're kind of limited on your time. You got 8 minutes.
Well, I don't know. I guess maybe I'll just go find somebody on the corner that day. And I'll say, hey, you want to freebie in there? I could always give them away on the internet. You know? I don't know. It's just, it's the competitive nature of it all. You want, when you have a competition, you just don't want to.
But you just said that you weren't going to do anything.
Right, but I thought we would have more than one person in the competition. When you get down to one person, I don't know.
I don't know.
Just one of those things. Well, anybody else going to get in the, you know, well, I don't know. Is anybody else going to get in the fruitcake toss? All you got to do is tell me you want to be in. We're going to take entries right up through 10 a.m. Monday morning. We've got Scott, Adam, Randy Stahl, Ralph, Pastor Craig, Barry Hensley, myself, Angie, Judy Smith, Lily Smith, Glenn Coble, Mary Ellen Withrow, Jason Schauber, Mayor Kellogg, Donovan Bauer, Ted Williams, Caledonia Mayor April Morrison, Sheriff Matt Bales, Mike McGinnis, Linda Sims, and Bob Smith. Tossing a fruitcake. Tuesday night. No station like this one.
It'll be interesting.
Well, it certainly will be interesting. Now, does anybody else want to be in the competition? Does anybody else want the Debbie Boone ticket so we can do a fair drawing? Well, do you want the Debbie Boone tickets? Maybe we'll just do it that way.
Do I?
Yeah, do you want the Debbie Boone tickets?
No.
All right, give me a buzz here. We got 5 minutes left. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Anything to say? Let me hear what you got to say. You got 5 minutes left.
So what are you doing this weekend?
Well, I'm going to try to wrap the gifts so I know what I have for people. And there's a couple gifts that I have to put together, which I'm going to try to do. And then I also have some other things that I want to do. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, you better give them to Brenda before she changes her mind.
Well, you know, somebody wants to go to this concert, I'm sure.
Well, but they probably ain't listening to the radio. Just let Brenda have somebody get at least go to good use.
Well, you know, the thing of it is, though, the whole point is a competition, and I feel bad, because this morning we did a competition, and Ryan was actually the winner, but apparently he had stopped listening by the time we gave away the tickets.
I just don't think he really wanted to go.
Well, I think he wanted to give them away.
I did too, but I really didn't want to go either.
Boy, I'll tell you, walk, don't run to the Debbie Boone concert on Sunday.
Right, that's... Get rid of them while you got a chance. Get rid of them. Somebody wants them.
Well, what do you think has happened here with the whole Debbie Boone situation?
She's so outdated that I don't think people really give a crap about it.
Well, I'm sure the people at the palace will be glad to hear that. We'll see what happens. Who knows? Thanks for calling. All right. Phone lines are open. 740-383-9944.
Well,
hasn't this show tonight really put you in the Christmas spirit?
I don't know.
Holy, I'm telling people, it does not seem like Christmas this year. Something is wrong.
Well, this year went by so fast, and I guess it just doesn't feel like Christmas.
People are not in a very Christmassy mood. People are very... I don't know what it is right now. They're very kind of downtrodden, and they're...
Well, maybe we need to put you in a Christmas mood.
Well, no, I'm in the Christmas mood. I've put trees up and done what I think I needed to do, but boy, I'll tell you, it's been a little rough this season. I don't know what's going on. Will Christmas ever come? Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah?
Want to just get a ticket to that person to call in? The only one to call in. Just give it to them. Let him go with it. Instead of playing around with it. But nobody wants to know.
Well, that's not good to hear, though, Bob.
Huh?
I say it's not good to hear that nobody wants to go.
Well, yeah, but you see, you have one person in the contest right now. Right?
Well, we had eight, and then people started dropping off.
Yeah, right. So whoever wants to get it, they don't go.
Well, we'll see what we can do, Bob. I'm good to hear from you.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob. Well,
I'm with Bob.
Well, this show is not really a democracy. It's more like a dictatorship, though. I don't know. What an interesting night.
Well,
I can't wait till the Debbie Boone show flies through Marion again. Boy, I've never heard such things about this. People normally want to go to the palace to a show.
Well, I know one person who wants to go to the palace to the show.
Yeah, but here I am trying to talk up Marion, and my goodness gracious.
I don't know.
I bet if her father was down there, Pat Boone, we wouldn't be having this trouble.
No. My mom said she met him.
Pat Boone?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think she said she met him, or she saw him, and she was telling me about his clothing he used to wear.
He wore a special type of clothing?
I think Pat so. Boone? I think so.
Very interesting.
She was calling him white something. I don't know if she was talking about boots or what they were. I'm not really sure what they were. She said everybody had them. You either had like saddle something or... Do you have any idea what I'm talking about? Probably not. She'll message me and be like... She'll tell me.
What is this?
I don't know.
All right, let's see what we've got here. Boy, I'll tell you, everybody wants these tickets out of here tonight. You know, it's one of those things. All right. You know what? We're not going to do any more tickets on this show. This is it. This is the end of the tickets on this particular program. From now on, I'm just going to have Sam Donaldson on every day for 2 hours.
You're being a bah humbug.
Well, I think we're all in a little bit of a cranky mood here at the holiday time.
Well, don't be in a cranky mood.
I'm not in a cranky. I was trying to be very giving in the holiday season and give away some tickets and a free CD and a meeting with Debbie Boone and all this happiness. And boy, got cranky here.
Well, I think only one person has been cranky.
No, not really. Not really. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, he wore white bucks and saddle shoes.
Yes!
There we go.
But I didn't know exactly what that meant.
Do you think we'd have this Debbie Boone problem if Pat Boone was here?
No, probably not, but I don't see the way it went with everybody wanting to seem like they wanted to be there, and now everybody dropped out.
Yeah, see, that's what I feel bad. I mean, it has nothing to do with Brenda. I feel bad that we had a competition, and Ryan doesn't know that he won the tickets, and now we got no competition, so I feel bad in the whole situation.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all. You go.
I know. Yeah, but we'll have to go. I don't know. We'll see what we can figure. Well, hey, good to hear from you, Ralph.
Okay.
Bye bye. I don't know. One of those things, I guess. All right. Well, we're about to wrap it up here for the night. What do you want to do? We can do whatever you want to do at this point, I guess.
Well, I mean, I told you what I think we should do.
Well, I think we got through everything, didn't we? We got through the bit with Ted. We got through, well, we've got all the entries for the big fruitcake toss on Tuesday. That should be a lot of fun. And other than that, I guess we've got 2 tickets to Debbie Boone. Okay, Brenda, if you're out there listening, wait till we go off the air. Call 740-383-9944. And I will tell you how to obtain those 2 tickets on Sunday. All right. Say goodnight, Angie.
Good night, and be cheerful.
For Scott Spears, Bah Humbug, and Debbie Boone, I'm heading for the dugout. Talk to you on Monday.
We are a Bible-teaching, Bible-believing church that is very, very much focused on outreach and reaching outside of the church and loving those around us. Our service times are at 10:30 on Sunday morning and Bible school hours at 9:30. We have midweek services, a lot of kids programs, and yeah, I just invite you to really come and get plugged in. We are at 209 East Water Street in Prospect, and our phone number there is 740-794-2222. If you call and leave me a message, I promise.